Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Scaling Wellness. As always, it is so lovely to be back here with you. And this week is my first week back after taking a couple of weeks off on holiday. So it's even more special to be back here with you. I have had a really lovely couple of weeks. We went to Portugal, just the four of us, for 2 weeks. We got into a thing recently when the kids were younger. We did a lot of all-inclusive hotels because it was so good when they were little and they could just help themselves to whatever food they wanted, and it just took all the stress away. But the last few years, we've been doing Airbnbs because now the girls are bigger. If you don't know, they're 16 and 13, and that means they sleep a lot, which means that getting up for breakfast in a hotel is really challenging. That's one of the reasons we do it. But we've started hiring Airbnbs, and it's been brilliant. We've done it for the last 3 years. We did it Croatia a couple of years ago, Corfu last year, and Portugal this year. And this year was the first time that we've been for 2 weeks. And the girls were really keen to do a kind of two-part holiday. So we had a week in one place, and then we packed everything up, and a week in another place. And I was a bit worried about that, you know, packing all the holiday stuff up halfway through. But actually, it was great. It was really lovely to finish the first week feeling really excited for what the next week was going to bring. So highly recommend it as a strategy, particularly when you've got older children. I was finding that I was getting up at, you know, early, because I'm an early riser, so I'd be up at, I mean, 7 would be my absolute latest. That's a lie-in for me. So I'd be up at 7. That meant that I could train, I could go for a walk, I could go down to the shop, I could chop up all the fruit and make the breakfast, and then I would still probably have a couple of hours sitting on the balcony doing my reading or doing my, you know, scrolling or whatever it is I wanted to do, but just like a proper chill time before they got up at kind of 10-ish. So it has made the mornings really, really chill. Anyway, that's a little update from me. Anyway, moving on from my holiday antics, and let's move into today's episode. But today's episode is very much influenced by my holiday, because when I'm away, and I don't know if you're the same, it takes me about 3 days to kind of relax, and then the cogs start turning. I start to think of, you know, oh, maybe I could live here. I wonder how I could live in Portugal. Oh, what visa would I need? How many months a year could I be here? You know, all of those things start to come in. And then the business starts to be untangled. I start to use the time to really kind of think about my business. And so although I don't work when I'm away, I don't take my laptop, I don't really like to completely cut off, because I really want to use the time to think about it, you know, reset. Is it working for me? Is it working for my clients? Am I enjoying it? What are the gaps? What are the bottlenecks? Are people getting the best results possible? How can I improve? How can I make the offer better? How can I make the delivery better? And I really start to go into the business in a more thoughtful way. And so I really enjoy that part of the holiday. For some of you, that sounds like a nightmare and you just want to completely switch off. But I think there will be some of you out there that get this, that actually downtime, it for me, is thinking time. It's really where I start to make decisions. And so I wanted to make this episode about decision-making in your business, because it can be a really hard part of running your own business, making decisions that are impactful, that grow your business, One of the things no one really prepares you for when you start a business is how many decisions you're going to have to make. And that's even more prominent when you run an online business that you want to scale. How should I sell? What should I sell? Who should I sell to? What should I charge? How should I launch? Do I run ads? Do I start a podcast? Should I change my niche? Maybe I could niche something better. How should I, what else could I create? What, you know, should I stop what I'm doing, even though it's making me money? Do I love it? Do I hate it? And the problem with running your own business is that there is no boss in the corner saying, Caroline, this is the priority for this quarter. There's no one holding me to my decisions. And so it's very easy to spiral. And this is something I've done a lot in the past. Those of you who have listened for a while will know I have had numerous online products. I have sold numerous online offers, ranging from the health world to Pilates to one-to-one to group programs to a couple of memberships. I have done loads. And when I actually look back on all of them, any of them could have scaled. Even, and if you know the story, if you've been to any of my workshops, you'll know the story about my very first offer, which was a very generic Pilates membership. Now, in its form that it existed in, it wasn't scalable. But there is no doubt that it was done, it was ready. If I had just tweaked the offer, the messaging, the delivery, I absolutely could have scaled it. But I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know how to. I didn't know how to niche without pissing people off and offending all of my clients. I didn't want to niche without, you know, embarrassing myself in front of my family. You know, there were so many things that held me back. So the decision I made was, I'll shut it down and I'll try again. And rightly or wrongly, that was the decision I made. The problem with running your own business is that you never really know whether you're making the right decision and when the right point to make the right a particular decision is. But there are some times where you just have to decide. And so I want to talk about this today because it actually gets much harder as your business grows. At the beginning, if you're at the point where you're creating your digital product, there are fewer options. Once you've decided on your niche, your ideal client, and your delivery process, there's very little else to decide. It's very simple. You need to find some people, make a product, sell it, and price it. So there aren't a million things to decide on at that point. But decision making becomes a very, very genuine business skill as your business grows. And so it's easy sometimes to get stuck at this point thinking that we need to make the perfect decision or the right decision. And I think this is a really good myth to challenge because when you're making decisions in business, it can feel like one is right, one is wrong. One is the route to the promised land and one is the direction to the dustbin. And we believe that there is a correct hidden answer somewhere. And if we research it for long enough, we will find it. But most decisions that you're going to make in the process of building and scaling your digital program, digital business, are not going to be right versus wrong. They're going to be option A versus option B, both of which could probably work. Should your program be 997 or 1200? Should you run a webinar or a challenge? Should you post 3 times a week or 5 times a week? You could spend weeks researching these questions, you know, spinning your wheels around them, rather than just picking one, implementing it, and then looking at the data. So many times people will say to me, what do you think about this? Will this work? And my answer is, I don't know. Let's try it. Because none of us have the golden nugget. None of us have that, you know, those glasses that show us the future. Usually what I find is that your clarity will come after making a move, not before it. After making a decision, not before it. And so I think it's really important that we recognize that actually the cost of decisions isn't getting it right or wrong. The cost is indecision. We tend to just think, you know, I'll just give myself a little bit longer and I'll think about it. It feels harmless, but indecision costs you. If you spend 3 months deciding whether to launch a program without sales, if you spend 6 months tweaking your niche, it's 6 months where your messaging hasn't had the chance to land. It's 3 months where you're not making any sales on your program. If you keep changing your content strategy every fortnight, you never decide or see whether any of them actually work. And so the cost isn't simply lost revenue, it's lost data. That's a really important distinction. We need to make decisions and we need to track decisions. It's not enough to say I've decided, we have to then see if it works. I think one thing I want to make really clear to all of you is that your decisions don't need to be permanent. You know, I remember a while ago I was chatting to a friend and she was launching a physical product and she was spending huge amounts of time making it perfect, perfect, perfect. And in my head, I was thinking, it doesn't need to be perfect, you just got to test it. But in her head, and I think she was right to a certain extent, actually, I think she was right. She was launching a product, you know, a physical, something you can hold, touch, feel, a product. It had to be perfect when it went to sale. It had to be right. You could argue that that's not really true. You know, Apple never rely on things being perfect. They're quite happy to have things go wrong. They use it as data. But I kind of got it from her perspective. Perfection meant a little bit more when it was a physical thing. But when it's a service or an online transformation, we don't have to have the perfect answers. We just need to have the ability to pivot. We have to recognize when things are working and double down, and when they're not working and change. So I think people often think things like, you know, if I choose a niche, it's my niche forever. It's not, you're testing. It's not a tattoo. It's not going to be emblazoned on your forehead forever. If I launch this program, it has to be my signature offer. It doesn't have to be your signature offer. It's just the first offer. If I charge £500, I'm stuck at £500. Again, no. There are very few irreversible decisions in your small business. You can change the price. You can update the messaging. You can change the delivery. You can stop the offer. You can ditch it. You can pivot. You can relaunch. You can niche less or niche further. Decisions should be based on what you know now. You're allowed to make another decision when you know more. One of the things I saw this week was a reel, and it said something along the lines of running my digital business and looking back at how dumb I was 6 months ago. And I think this is so true, that we learn by doing, and we look back, and I look back at some of my previous efforts and I think, oh my God, what was I doing? But who cares? If I didn't do that, I wouldn't be where I am now. So making the wrong decisions sometimes is as impactful as making the right one. One thing I would always bear in mind when you're making a decision about your business is, what are you trying to create? So goals are so important here. You know, what is the outcome you're looking for? Because I think sometimes two things can be true, but they sometimes pull you in different directions. So for example, if you are wanting to be the best mum that you can possibly be, but you're also wanting to go out there and create a business that challenges Peloton, there's a really good chance that both things can't be true. That actually, if you want to go create an AI wellness app that's, you know, going to take down OpenAI or challenge Claude, there's a really good chance that that isn't going to be possible on 40 hours a week with no budget. And if you still want to be at home for every school run, every school pickup, every meal time, there's a really good chance that both things can't be true right at this moment. Doesn't mean they can't be true in the future, but at this moment we need to choose what we want the most and then be happy with what we can do outside of that. So knowing what kind of business you're trying to build is so important. If your goal is more freedom and you've just created an offer that has you on Zoom 4 evenings a week, that's probably not the right decision. So does this decision take me closer to the business I actually want? And you can look at this from a few different perspectives. Maybe for you it's a revenue goal. Maybe it's a profit goal. Maybe it's a freedom goal. Maybe it's an impact or a fame goal. Maybe it's recognition. Maybe it's just enjoyment. Just like that's an afterthought. But otherwise, it's very easy to build a business that's based on a version of you that doesn't exist, or a version that you're actually trying to move away from. Give your decisions a deadline. This is possibly one of the most practical takeaways of this episode. If you are spinning, circling something, and you just can't make a call, give yourself a deadline. I will make this decision and move forwards, action it by Friday. That gives you time, gather the information you need, but then you make a choice. Because more thinking doesn't usually produce a better answer. Sometimes it produces just more thinking. So once you've decided, give the decision time to generate, you know, to breathe. Give that a moment and then start actioning. So give yourself next steps. Stop negotiating or renegotiating decisions. If you've decided, decide it and test it for a period of time. Commit to it for a specific period of time. Now, I hope this episode has been useful for you, because I think decision making can be really challenging. I know that I have spiraled around decisions. And I think what often happens, for me it certainly has happened, is that I have tried so many different strategies that I've been seeing and reading and listening to and watching other people do, but I haven't necessarily understood the nuance of those businesses and who they work for. So having your goal is really important, because that helps you to identify what decisions and strategies are going to work best for you. But also knowing what you're trying to achieve. You know, over the next 6 months, are you trying to grow your audience? Are you trying to make more revenue? Are you trying to improve your profit? What is it that you're trying to do? And then backtrack with the right decisions. What I have found over the years that I have got wrong is that I have just been looking around at what other people are doing. And I'd hate to say I copied, because I haven't ever copied, but I would model. I would model and think, well, that's working for them. I'll try that. But it's not based, that decision isn't based on anything that I want or any real knowledge of whether it's working for that person. So, you know, you might buy the Money Models book by Alex Hormozy and choose a money model out there. But if it isn't aligned with what you want, what you're trying to achieve, then no strategy is going to work. So you can end up spiraling in wrong directions. So really and truly, to pull this episode together, what I want you to go away and do is decide what you want. What's the goal for you? In the next 12 months, what would this look like if you could just have one thing? Because remember, trying to do three or four things, trying to go viral on Instagram and make a six-figure profit are two different strategies. They're two different outcomes and they require the same amount of effort. So which one thing do you want, and how can you bring your resources in to support that one thing? Now, if you've been thinking a lot recently, or I've been thinking a lot recently about this, because I have realized that some of the most valuable conversations that I have had with business owners have been helping them to make these decisions. Things like, you know, I've got these three options, I don't know which to choose, or this isn't working and I don't know why, or I know where I want to get to, but I can't work out what to do next, you know, things like that. So helping business owners make decisions and move things forwards is something that I am really, really keen to do, and I really enjoy doing. And we do a lot of that in the Accelerator program. That's really a lot of the focus is, right, let's talk this through and then let's go away with some next steps. But what I have noticed from my own perspective is that I am craving more mentorship, more one-to-one in my own business. And so I figured this might be something that you are craving too. It's not something I typically offer. I don't really ever do one-to-one. And so I thought, whilst I've been away, I've been thinking, well, if I want it, maybe some of my audience require it or need it or feel like they want it too. And so I have opened up some mentorship spaces. Now, I know that you can make decisions yourself, but sometimes having somebody who understands your business, who has been in the trenches where you are, who understands your goals, who isn't emotionally tangled up in your business, will help you to move faster and to help you to move with more clarity. And so I'm opening up 3 one-to-one mentorship spaces to start at the end of August, early September. The great thing about these spaces is they are going to get you ready for a January launch. You're going to have a huge amount of building to do. Obviously, we're going to be making money along the way, but come January 2027, you are going to be absolutely ready to hit the ground running if that's your goal. So we will figure out what your goals are. We will backtrack to make those happen. I will be in the business with you, in the weeds with you for 3 months. And so if that is something that is interesting to you, because it is to me at the moment, I feel like I'm craving that mentorship, that somebody to just help me to kind of have some clarity. If that's interesting to you, then let me know. Drop me a DM on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and let me know, because I have 3 spaces up for grabs, and when they've gone, they're gone. I hope today's episode has been useful. It's been really lovely being here with you talking about decision making. I hope you have a lovely rest of your week, and I'll see you back here next week. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them, or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show, and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.